When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day.
We have new video from a crash that set welterweight boxing champion Errol Spence Jr. to the intensive care unit. The crash ejected the boxer, but miraculously, he is expected to be okay.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
It's been a miracle, and I'm a blessing from God that, you know, I haven't had anything serious that would have had me out for a year or two, or just would have been, you know, ending my career. That none of them guys wish that I wasn't back so fast, but I am back, and I want to fight the top names in the division.
I have to ask you about your eye. We were all worried about you when you had to pull out of the Manny Pacquiao fight.
I want to fight. So, I mean,
but you could have gone blind.
Yeah, one eye. I got another eye.
WBC of IBF welterweight champion of the world.
That's why I sound bad, and I told people I didn't want to turn on fight.
You know, I've been getting a second chance at life. And I've been getting a third chance at boxing.
Nobody's more than Terrence Crawford. You know, there's big fish on this side, too, that, you know, I got to fry. Like I said, I'm going to get these belts over here, then I'm going to come take Terrence Crawford belt because I said I'm going to be undisputed welterweight champion of the world.
SDS Promotions.
What up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another evening edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. It is 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern, and we're here to discuss the rumor mill. A lot of rumors in boxing. It's an everyday thing. Now, this may not be a rumor that people believe, a rumor that people even take seriously. This was started from a random Twitter account, and we don't normally do shows off random Twitter accounts that we have no clue about, but it did strike my attention, as obviously, since I have a connection with Adrian Clark, who's the manager of Errol Spence, I'm like, well, you know, let me see if this is real. You know, and whether it is or it isn't, and whether Adrian was instructed to give me the response that he gave me, that was enough to let me, you know, believe that, hey, maybe we need to talk about this. Maybe this is a possibility. Maybe these rumors are true. When I reached out to Adrian Clark, the manager of Errol, and I let him know about these rumors yesterday, you know, he said, man, I just talked to Derek James 20 minutes ago. He didn't say anything about this. I say, yo, can you just at least reach out, find out? Because, you know, I don't want to be talking about something that ain't real, you know? And he's like, yeah, yeah, I'm going to hit him up because that's crazy. So he hits him up. I get no response. So I wake up today. I'm like, yo, just following up, seeing what's up. He tells me, bro, they not responding. Mum's the word. They not telling me nothing. And so it's like, hold up. How is Earl and Derek not telling you nothing? So cool. I got peoples in Texas, right? Other than Adrian. So I hit up another couple people. And I'll be honest, one person sent me a message back, cropped it out, right? Because obviously in the message, the person says, yo, don't say you heard it from me, but I just talked to Derek James, another person to say he talked to Derek James 20 minutes ago. Derek's in the living room with Earl right now. They laughing. That's what this source said. So he said, Earl and Derek laughing at these rumors. I don't know. Because
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I just look at it like Adrian Clark never lied to me. I ain't gonna say we tight because we ain't grow up together. We definitely ain't do nothing crazy together other than business, right? But if a rumor isn't true and you're the manager of that party and I'm asking you to confirm or deny, the least that you could do is get me that information so that there's no rumors about your client. According to him, he can't get a response from Earl or Derek. So if they want the media to believe that they've parted ways, so be it. Maybe a Dan Rayfield, a Kevin Ioli, a Mike Coppinger can put the pressure on certain individuals to actually get a response. Because that's neither here nor there for us, right? It's like, whatever, whether the rumor's true or not, we don't really care. We just want to talk about it in the sense that, does Earl need a new trainer? Would it be the right thing to do? Forget if the rumor is true. Is it the right thing to do? Should he bring in another set of eyes? Forget if it's fake news or real news. Should it be news? Should this be something that we're discussing, that there is being another set of eyes brought in now? Again, the potential trainers, I don't know that that's going to help. Roy Jones Jr. didn't do too good for Eubank. They got a couple of wins together, but everyone, if you read boxing articles, everyone is calling Saturday night's performance against Liam Chris Eubank's best performance, which means that's going to get the credit to BOMAC, Red Spikes, and Isu, not Roy, who's one of the potential rumored names. Now, I didn't even ask that to Adrian. I didn't say, yo, find out if Calvin Ford, nah, because I just want to know, is it true? Did he really get rid of Derek? Is they really parting ways? You know? The potential opponents that are rumored out there, I mean, not opponents, but potential trainers, it's the same names, right? Like Calvin Ford got mentioned when Ryan was looking for a trainer. Now remember that was a rumor, right? It's like, oh, Ryan is rumored to have left Joe Goosen. Nobody wanted to believe that. Ryan was rumored to have left Eddie Reynoso. Nobody wanted to believe that. But Ryan parted ways. He ended up with Derek James. People didn't even want to believe that. They thought that was a rumor. So in boxing, rumors, sometimes, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire, right? Now, again, unless it's intentional and you want people to speculate, then you don't nip a rumor in the bud, you know? But if you want the rumor to gain legs, then you don't give a direct answer, which would be no. I spoke to Earl. He said that's bullshit. He called Cap. I spoke to Derek. He said Earl never said he, you know, they parting ways. Earl never said he's fired. Those are the answers that you give to dead a rumor, you know? Now, again, whether or not Earl or Derek instructed Adrian Clark to answer that in that manner, I don't know. Because truthfully, I don't care if the rumor is real or not. It's more about the question itself. Should Earl be seeking a new trainer? And obviously, with everything that happened this morning with BOMAC, I mean, I don't even know that that's the right thing because, again, unless BOMAC can get a bail hearing, it's looking like he's going to be in there for a month, which is horrible. Hopefully, you know, them powerhouse attorneys, that big money, can get him an attorney and he ain't got to do 35 days to wait to for an outcome, you know? At least he could sit that on the streets rather than in a cell.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
But, I mean, if there's a little disruption in Crawford's camp now. You know, Keyshawn Davis has a fight October 14th. With that news, that disrupts the camp, you know? So, for Earl, is this the right time to part ways with your trainer and learn someone new? Or is it the right time to just stick with your guy? Since there may or may not be disruption in Crawford's camp now with everything that's, you know, happening in the media with BOMAC. But this is what we're talking about. Rumor mill, the rumor hour. You can call in and give your opinion on whether A, you believe it's true. B, you think it's fake news. You know, C, whether or not you think there should be a different set of eyes brought in for this rematch, this, you know, being rumored to happen December 9th, along with a bunch of other fights. We just have a jam-packed year of boxing, for real. But if you're watching this on YouTube, hit the thumbs up. It'll help with the visibility. No, and I hear people, you know, someone, B-Dog is pretty much a hater. He's your neighborhood hater. He's just there to say things he believes people get riled up. And he's saying, like, you know, perpetuating nonsense. But, again, it would only be nonsense if the team denied it and you continue with the rumor. But the team decided not to deny it. You know, that in itself is, you know, grounds for speculation because you're going directly to the team. That's like, you know, I don't know what else to do. And only in boxing media, only in boxing can you do that. Only in boxing can you ask a direct question and they can just lie. Like, well, fuck it, I'm not on the oath. Again, I'm not saying Adrian is lying. I'm just speaking in general that if you don't want to answer something, you don't have to answer something. That's just the way that it goes. But phone lines are open for those that want to call in. 1-425-569-5241. Press 1. No, I get it. I said that in the beginning of the show. It definitely started from a Twitter account. Again, why isn't the team denying it? You know, if it's nonsense, if it's a parody account, why is no one in Earl Spence's team coming out to deny it? I mean, I'm sure they're getting phone calls. I could not have been the only one interested to find out whether this was fake or not, you know. And I'm not, because when I called the manager of Earl, they made it clear he made it clear that he's been receiving texts about it all day yesterday. So, you know, it's out there. And if it's a rumor, they need to nip it in the bud, shut it down, would be the right thing to do. But listen, phone lines are open. If you want to call in and voice your opinion, feel free. Let us know how you feel about the situation. Twitter is available. Discord also available for those that want to call in and voice their opinion. Remember, voice of the people. There is no equal. Let me see here. It looks like we got a couple super chats or one. Alexander Wilson, Spencer Fearon on his show yesterday said that he was told Spence and Derek split, which he probably got it from Anthony Joshua. And there you go. I mean, again, where there's smoke, there's fire. If it wasn't true, why not just deny it? Why not just say no? You know, and again, I'm not saying that Adrian isn't telling the truth, but Adrian told me that they are not responding to him and answering it, that they are mum, you know? So that means they know he's asking about it. So again, if you want to nip it in the bud, you can. So you guys can call nonsense and, you know, whatever the fuck you want. But I guess Spencer Fearon is nonsense too then, you know? And we all know the type of relationship he has with AJ. But we're going out to Stay Wavy TV. Let me open up these phone lines. Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Subscribe to youtube.com/theboxingvoice for the latest and greatest interviews with your favorite fighters.
I'm just saying, somebody hit me up, like, yo, Ness, Danny saying you sold him the boxing boy. I'm like, nah, that ain't true. Nah, that ain't true. You feel me? Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, well, you know, let me ignore this text. You know, I don't know. We'll see. But Stay Wavy, what up? We heard you for a second. All right. You there?
I sound clear?
Yes.
Good afternoon. All right, let me clear my voice. Good afternoon, TBD. All right, let's get it. Hey, Ness, man, whether these rumors are true or not, bro, this is amazing publicity for the second fight, man. I'm loving it. You got Big Mac. He got caught with the choppers in the airport. He's over there in the UK in jail for about 2 months. You know what I'm saying? Now they saying Errol the Truth Spence Jr. to fire Derek James, Pinto bean head ass, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is amazing, man. I'm loving it, man. Whether the rumors are true or not, I'm loving it. Now, do I personally believe it? I think it's cat, but I will say this. Errol Spence got to bring back Blu-ray, man. His strength and conditioning trainer, man, he got to bring him back. Because when he was working with him, you know, Errol Spence was going crazy, bro. Stopping everybody, man. You know
I'm not hating on dude. You feel me? But he made his name off Errol Spence, and then Errol allegedly stopped working with him. So all I'm saying is, who he worked with after Errol? Okay. So that's what I mean. You know, like, how does Earl need him if he ain't do nothing after Earl? Like, who else did he make good?
I think he needs him because, like, when he was working with him, that's like Earl was stopping people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
bro, like,
but that's my thing. Like, okay, cool. Earl was stopping people. Who else has Blu-ray helped get stoppages? That's all. I'm just asking that.
On that. I feel you on that. But, you know, I do think he needs him, man, because, like, Blu-ray, he even said, like, when Errol was working with him, he was going on, like, a KO streak. You know what I'm saying? And the last time he worked with him was before the Manny Pacquiao fight. And that's what Errol meant.
I'm just saying, this phrase was in boxing before you and I, one-trick pony. Who else has he worked with? Like, you keep saying he need to go back there. He was knocking dudes out. Who else did he show he could get to get them knockouts? That's what I'm like, I only know Blu-ray based off what he did with Earl. then he didn't work with Earl and who he worked with. That's what I'm saying.
With him, he stopped knocking people out, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see what you're saying, but I think Errol, he needs all the help he can get for this next fight, man. He got to make some adjustments, man. He definitely got to bring Blu-ray in, Blu-ray DVD, bring his ass back in, you know what I'm saying, and bring somebody else in, whether it's Kenny Porter, Mike Tyson, whoever he can bring in, you know what I'm saying?
Busy with Ngannou. Great publicity.
Yeah, he's training Francis Ngannou, right?
You feel like it's your time. But it's not your time.
I was going to do a show on that because there was some pad work of Ngannou, and God, that shit was awful. If Tyson don't knock him out, it's because Tyson is, like, purposely, you know, trying to go rounds to put on for entertainment value. You know, not that that makes any sense. Like, in boxing, entertainment value is getting a knockout. But, yeah. That dude is wide as hell, or as Teddy Atlas would say, he's fat with those punches. But we got Oliver, Cincinnati, what up?
Yo, what's good? How you feeling?
Chilling.
Man, I'll be honest, I hope it's not true. I hope it's not true because, it would be quite ironic that the guy with the nickname The Truth goes up against the guy who he kept talking about was on the other side of the street. And, just everything fucking changes. All you have is all these damn excuses. And what the hell is a new trainer going to do in a short time frame? Like, he's definitely better, boss, so he has a lot of skills and he can't overpower him. And if you hear everything that Earl talked about, he's a man. Every man breaks in there.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I hope it's bullshit, but like you said, when there's smoke, there's fire. So I hope they can reconcile. At the end of the day, there's going to be a growth period for each of them. But getting a new trainer, all of this shit is just very stereotypical. It's just hypocritical. He kept saying all the time, Derrick James is never happy. Derrick James is always on my ass. Derrick James is a good coach. When you get a loss, it's fuck Derrick James. So
we don't know. He certainly isn't quoted saying fuck Derrick James, and we don't know if this rumor, you know, it's a non-confirmed rumor or unconfirmed rumor.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If this is the case, then it's hypocritical. I'm saying if that is the case. So I hope it's not. I hope they get a better showing.
I bet you now we'll get a response. You know, we do the show, the public talks, everybody gives their opinion, then they're going to be forced to nip it in the bud or tell us the truth. It's just that simple.
I hope so. But, I mean, at the end of the day, all of this is just shining a light on BOMAC and the rest of it. They never get credit. They just got another good win. Still don't get credit. And, you know, here they are. It's just crazy because you never see shit like this happening with Crawford and his team. And they've been under a lot of heat for quite some time. So, I hope it's bullshit, but time will tell. Thanks for the call. Everybody smash the like button, all that jazz.
All right, Oliver, Cincinnati. Appreciate the call in. If you want to call in, you know the number, 1-425-569-5241. We got about 8 minutes before we get the big bang on Zelayo Zhang. He's going to be taking on Joe Joyce in a rematch fight. He'll be on the show in about 8 minutes. I got a post on YouTube members and on Patreon for those that want to ask the Big Bang a question. I also reached out to Derek, so, you know, we'll see if he at least sees the message, right? I got Big Boss, Nino. What up?
Yo, what's good? What's your next?
Chillin'.
You may feel like it's your time.
Yeah, man. I seen a little post on Twitter the other day from dude talking about Errol Spence leaving Derek or whatever, and he looking at, I think it was Calvin Ford and somebody else. I forgot the other trainer.
Roy Jones was the rumored name.
Roy Jones.
I don't believe the rumors. I don't believe the trainers, right? Like, that's the thing. Part of the rumor could be true and part of it could be fake, right? And even with Calvin Ford saying that he hasn't heard anything, that's how it works. Why would the fighter call you without thinking about the shit first? Like, he got to think about it. He got to discuss it with his team, and then they'll reach out to Calvin Ford. So, you know, maybe that call wasn't made yet. The Roy Jones thing, that just sounds crazy to me.
Oh, man, that nigga Roy Jones ain't helping nobody, dog. But, yeah, man, I don't think he going to leave Derek, man. Like I said, bro, it's only one loss. And I feel like that'll be corny on Spence's part. Cause, like,
ain't got to leave him, but you could get a new set of eyes.
Yeah, that don't mean, like, I don't feel like that's even leaving them. I feel like if they want to bring in somebody else to come help, like Charlo did with Guzman, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? If you can get two more eyes in there or something like that. But I feel like he should just stay where he at. You know what I mean? Like, Errol Spence is he's the fighter he always been, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, changing him at 30 and 32, like, it's the same with Joshua, man. Like, when them guys, like, they just are who they are, in my opinion. And I just feel like Spence had the success he had against the fighters he did, and he did what he had to do in the fights he had. Like, he just ran into the better fighter, and now if he feel like he need to leave the trainer who helped get him the three belts, you know what I'm saying, got him this big fight, you feel me? I feel like that would be corny, man. So I don't think he should leave Derek at all. Like you said, shit, if he want to bring in some more eyes, that's cool, too. Not saying he
help. You really can't call it corny. What if he just feel like, yo, on the biggest night of my life, you ain't really had nothing for me. You feel me? You ain't really had the answers. Sway.
But that's my point, though. But it's like, shit, he been in them type of fight. Well, I wouldn't say he got punished like that before, but he always fight the same type of way, in my opinion. I really ain't never seen him switch up game plan. Like, I don't know, man. I just, when I see Errol Spence fight, he fight the same way to me, but the way you fight, it always leads to success. So, I don't know, man. Like, but if he want to get with somebody else and try to tweak his game up a little bit, for him. But I just feel like he should stay with Derek, man. But that's all I got for you. Hit that like and subscribe button.
But it's not your time.
Tyron, what up?
Yo, what's good? What's your champ?
Chilling. Another day, another podcast.
I feel that, man. Everything good with you, man. Shouts out TVV, man. The best out. As far as the rumors, honestly, I don't know if it's true or not, man. You know, now that you just hear any and everything, I think it's 50-50. It may be true, it may not be true, but I don't think he need a split with Derek. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he just got out boxed. He just got out fought that night. And at the end of the day, Terrence Crawford is a superior fighter. I don't think whoever tried to train him, it could be Floyd, it could be Sugar Ray, it could be anybody. I don't think his style is tailor-made for Terrence Crawford. I don't think whatever he can do is going to be able to beat Terrence Crawford. I just think, you know, Derrick Jane just got out-coached and Errol Spence got out-fought. So I just feel like they just go back to the drawing board, rethink things, go up to 154, take a fight, see how that work out. The only trainer I feel like that could probably help Errol Spence is BoMac.
Still, I don't even think that.
And I don't even think that could be able to, you know what I'm saying, help him to beat Crawford. So I just feel like they just, you know, it's just one loss. I understand that the way he got beat and how Derek got coached, but it's just like, man, you know, you had a good career, you had a great career, and you got just taken account like the accidents and the injuries and all that. All that stuff can catch up to your body, you know what I'm saying, like Father Time. I mean, shoot, you get all those injuries, eventually it's going to catch up to you. So I just think, like, I mean, you can bring an extra eye in, you know what I'm saying, help with the camp. But as far as I feel like Derek James should be the head trainer. You know, they just signed Ryan and Joshua. You know, everybody was just screaming out, Derek James is the best coach in boxing. So I feel like just ride it out, man. You know what I'm saying? But that's just my opinion, champ. But hope everyone have a good one, man. Shouts out TVB, man. Peace.
I mean, like, as words, it sounds good to say just ride it out, but it's like that's a career, and it's a career that involves punches. So it's like you telling me to ride it out with this guy, and if he ain't got the answers, I got to suffer the punches. That ain't the type of ride I signed up for. Fats, what up?
Yo. Yo, he better not do that weak ass shit. He better not do that weak ass shit, bro. He got, cause that's on both of them. Both of them got complacent, bro. Like, you know what I mean? I remember after the Ugas fight and shit, they was in the ring, like, Dirk told him, like, if you wanna fight, you know, he ain't say his name, he ain't say Bud name specifically, but he said, you know, if you wanna fight, have that fight next with Cho, you gotta stay more focused, like. And I guess only we know
Fats,
what he was talking about.
Let me hit you back. That's right, saying.
All right.
Kurt, what's up, brother? Is Zang with you?
Hello, you hear me?
I hear you fine, yes. Is Zang with you?
No, he's going to get on in a minute.
All right. Let me know when you're ready then.
All right. Give me like a few minutes, okay?
No worries. Come on back, Fats.
All right.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah, though. But yeah, man, that loss on both of them, though, man. Like, you know, Doc told him that fight before the Bud fight, like, he got to get more focused. Like, he got, you know, because he had a lot of lapses in that Ugas fight, looking down at the ground for his teeth and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't know what type of, you know, lifestyle Earl live outside the ring, but, you know, Dirk was trying to tell him, man, like, you got to get more focused. But that's also when Dirk fought for not prepping them to do other shit, though. You get what I'm saying? Like, you kind of was, you know, getting complacent, too, on his style and him stopping people or whatever he was doing. Like, whereas, though, you said you ain't looking at film and shit. It's funny, on a 24/7, his ass sure was looking at that film. Remember when he was saying, mama, don't wear your dancing shoes and shit? So, I mean, shit, he was looking at film for this fight. But it's just like, again, like, you can't just incorporate new shit, you know, when you fighting a top-level opponent like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's like entering a damn contest and you know what I mean? You never even practice for the shit.
Fats,
for real,
let me get right back to you. I got Zang on. All
right, that's a bet.
Zang, how are you, my brother?
Hello.
Hope all is well.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello?
Is everything good? You hear me?
Yeah, you hear me?
I hear you fine. Well, thank you for taking out the time to come on, man. We wanted to obviously talk to you a little bit about your upcoming fight with Joe Joyce. But before we get there, I want to talk about the first fight and your thoughts on obviously getting the big win. Kurt, are you translating for him?
Kurt, no, I'm not. No.
Yeah, Kurt is there. Kurt, you there?
Kurt.
Yeah, you gotta unmute. All right.
Yep.
We're good now.
Yeah, we're good?
Yes.
All right. Can you repeat your question again? Because I think I was muted.
Well, I just wanted to take him back to the first fight and let us know his thoughts on the first fight and you know, just getting the upset before we start anywhere.
第一番战赢了之后, 感觉是在意料之中还是意料之外? 当时是什么想法?
一番战赢了是意料之中的事情了, 因为我们在赛前做了大量的准备,
然后和教练肖恩教治，和经纪人呢，和体能教练呢，我们之前都做了很充分的准备，所以说对这场比赛的胜利就在意料之中的。
Yeah, I don't look at it as an upset like many other people, because I know how well prepared I am going to that fight, and my trainer Sean George, he knows, our whole team knows. So going to that fight, I'm pretty confident I'm going to beat him.
He's talking about this fight or the first fight? You're saying he was confident he was going to beat him.
First fight.
Yeah, I was super confident. I put money on Zhang, and I was very pleased with the performance. Does he think he can do better than the first fight? Because he did do a really good job.
他赌钱了，赌你赢了，结果赢了也不。然后二番战，你感觉还会准备的更好吗？
二番战目前为止准备的非常好，因为我们重新换了新的体能教练，然后重新新的体能教练这一块，为了加强我的体能，然后准备要有12个回合的体能，有充分的体能。再一个就是请了三个陪练，我不知道乔伊斯会怎么样，因为他启动二番战，他会有很多，他有他的战术，但是我们有我们的策略，都说乔伊斯的拳多，让我们请的有陪练阿隆索，他的拳比乔伊斯多得多。还有 Dimitri， 都说乔伊斯的拳重，然后 Dimitri 的拳比他更重，都说乔伊斯会升重，然后我请了 Wack 过来，然后 Wack 的体重300多磅。我和他们三个轮番作战，轮番打实战，所以说效果非常非常好。所以说，不管这一仗怎么样，我们都轻松的去应对。
So far my training camp has been phenomenal. I have a new strength conditioning trainer, Dave Honig. Everybody call him the Scooter. I hired this new strength conditioning trainer because I'm preparing for 12 hard rounds.Then I have 3 sparring partners coming from all over the world. I don't know what Joe Joyce is going to bring to the table this time, but I will tell you. Everybody say that Joe Joyce threw a lot of punches. One of my sparring partners, Alonso Neal, who is a Golden Glove winner, he threw way more punches than Joe Joyce. Everyone's saying that Joe Joyce punched really hard. One of my sparring partners, Dmitry Bessis from Ukraine, he threw way harder than Joe Joyce.And people say JoJo is heavy, he's strong. I got Marius Walk from Poland, which is more than 300 pounds. They're taking round robins in there, trying to take my head off. So far, my training camp has been great. And I'm very confident going to the second fight.
That's amazing news, because obviously early in his career, there was some disappointment in the Jerry Forrest fight. You know, if he had...A little more stamina, he probably could have gotten that win. But I want to ask him, does he feel going into this second fight that he's on a four-fight win streak? Because I personally believe he beat Filip Hrgović. I know a lot of people believe he beat Filip Hrgović. Does he believe that? And is he going into this Joyce fight looking at it like he's on a...
因为在你职业生涯早期的时候，包括 Jerry Forrest 比赛，很多人对你的体能产生了怀疑。如果说这二番战呢，其实你应该是连续四次，或是我们心中应该是击败 Hrgović 的。你觉得你是带连续四次获胜的这种心态去打的吗？
对啊，一直都是获胜的心态。从和弗瑞斯特那场比赛之后，我感觉我整个人都进行了一次脱变，然后从饮食上，从生活上，从训练上面，从主观的意识上面，我感觉我整个人都是一张脱变。然后从那场比赛之后，又和赫格维奇比赛，然后赫格维奇比赛那场比赛虽说裁判判我输了，输了之后但是那场比赛我肯定感觉我自己是赢的比赛的。所以说那场比赛打完之后对我的信心又非常非常的充足，
然后所以说接下来的和乔伊斯的比赛中，然后又让大家见证了我的实力，又让大家见证了 Chinese Power。 所以说这一战我感觉我会再次让世界拳迷再次见证中国力量。
So like you said, the Jerry Ford fight is a wake-up call for me. That fight, I look at it as myself, I evolved. After that fight, I pay attention to my food, what I put in my body, and drink, what I take in my body as liquid, my life, my habit, my training, including my mentality. So I would say my whole career evolved after the Jerry Forrest fight. With the Hergovic fight, I believe that the judges had me losing, but I really think that most of the boxing people, boxing world, had me winning. So I ended up that fight with a victory mentality, which really boost up my confidence. Going to that Joe Joyce first fight, I believe everybody saw what I could do. So with that mentality, and you're talking about winning streak, I definitely in agreement with you on that one.
Does he feel now that he's going to have to do anything different because the element of surprise is gone? The cat is out the bag, right? People know now the Big Bang is real. They see what he did to Hergovic. They see what he did to Joe Joyce. Joyce seen it firsthand, so he's going to come with a different game plan. How different does he expect this fight to be from the first fight?
现在大家都知道你是玩真的了，以前可能听说，现在都知道你是认真的，乔伊斯也知道你是认真的，所以他也会去积极的准备。你觉得二分战你会去改变吗？
二分战现在从训练营的准备来看，二分战我会准备的比一分战更为充足。现在我也知道二分战，我也知道一分战之后乔伊斯的弱点在哪里，然后可能大家会问我你会不会还继续打他的眼睛，这是肯定的，因为我知道他的弱点肯定是眼睛，我这一次还会去继续去打他的眼睛。
So everybody was looking at me, studying me, which I understand, and the only change I'm going to make is to have a better training camp this time. And when you look at Joe Joyce's eyes last time, it really swelled up really big. And, you know, this is no secret that I'm going to aim for his eye. I'm going to go for it. An eye for an eye. I'm going to go for his eye. This time, it's his eye is my...
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Target.
All right, we got a couple of questions from the people. First one is from James Valdez from San Antonio, Texas. Is there a part of you that wants to avenge your only loss to Filip Hergovic, or is that a rematch not really important to you?
下面有几个粉丝的问题。你的内心深处有没有想过跟 Hergovic 复仇，或者是你根本就没有考虑过？
因为现在走到这个阶段，我现在没有去考虑过去和赫尔维奇去打二番战，因为他现在下一场他要去挑战乌西克，我呢要继续打乔伊斯，所以说现在没有计划去打二番战。如果哪一天他把乌西克干掉之后，我肯定会去，我们立马会启动二番战了，因为到时间他拿到 WBO 的拳王，那我就去挑战他了。
So in short term, I would say no, because he's on his separate route. He's going for the title. I believe he's going after Usyk, and I have my rematch waiting for me. So in short term, I don't see that happening. But in the long term, if he beat Usyk, then you know I become somehow his mandatory challenger. So that's probably something down the line we can talk about. But right now, my mind is totally focused on the rematch.
All right, we got Heavy Chevy Boy in Brandon in Phoenix says, first of all, congratulations on your stunning win over Joyce. How does it feel being the first champion heavyweight, and what out of China, excuse me. And what can fans expect from you in the next year? Hometown fights? Maybe Tyson Fury?
第二个呢，粉丝的问题，首先祝贺你啊，成为了第一个来自中国的重量级拳王。问题就是下一步，明年你会怎么打算你的职业生涯？会在中国打一场吗？会跟泰森·弗里打吗？
？因为4月15号我已经创造了新的历史，在中国的话，我是第一个拿到WBO重量级拳王的。 这已经在中国是创造了历史，然后到4月23号这场比赛呢，我想肯定会继续创造新的历史。等9月23号这场比赛结束之后，因为我的目标是世界拳王，然后有可能去和泰森·弗里接触，然后去挑战泰森·弗里，然后我也希望明年在中国和泰森·弗里。
So on April 15th, everybody witnessed history, and there is a first heavyweight champion from China, and I believe I created history in that way, and I really think that come September 23rd, people will see history again, you know, me rewriting my own history. After that, if everything looks good, I'll definitely. Make contact with Tyson Fury, and hopefully we can see each other in China at the peak.
Speaking of hometown fights, once upon a time, Eddie Hearn floated the idea of a possible Zhang versus AJ in China. Where has Zhang's attentions been pointed to now? Does he still seek an AJ fight in China? Or are there other people on his horizon that he has his focus on?
以前何恩曾经说过，你跟约书亚在中国打一场会是非常大的比赛啊。你现在还心中还有约书亚这个对手吗？或者是还可能在跟他打吗？他还可能在跟你打吗？有啊，可以啊。如果说他愿意和我打，然后双方都有意向的话，这场比赛也可以去发生啊。因为伦敦奥运会结束之后。 我已经在伦敦奥运会输给他之后，然后现在也可以来一个在职业中的来一个二番战嘛，这个都没有问题的。Yeah,
that's one of the fights I'm really looking to explore. I lost to AJ in the Olympics in London 2012. We can do a, you know, first fight in amateur and, you know, rematch. In pro, that's a very interesting fight. Yeah, that's still in my mind right now.
I got Rocky Rodriguez. If Joe Joyce is the Juggernaut, are you the Hulk?
粉丝问：如果乔伊斯是红坦克，你是绿巨人吗？我不是绿巨人，他是红坦克，我是大爆炸。
I'm Big Bang. I'm Bang Everything.
Yeah, you heard that.
He's Big Bang. He bangs everything. I got Trav FDY in Texas. He says, "What's up, champ? I think Joyce is making a terrible mistake by rematching you. Will it be worse than the first time? Are you knocking this guy out again?"
他觉得粉丝问题啊，他觉得乔伊斯跟你二番战是一个错误的决定。你觉得乔二番战你会把他 KO 掉吗？
是的，我也感觉二番战那么快启动二番战对他来讲。 就是一个他们团队做出一个错误的决定，因为他的眼伤不可能在短期内恢复那么快，看着表面是完全恢复了，但是实在内在的还没有完全去恢复。再一个，在这么短的启动二番战，他的技术上很难去改变有所改变什么技术，所以说二番战对我来讲，对他来讲。
So I agree with you. First of all, it might be a wrong decision, but I think his team is responsible for this decision, not only himself. It's a team effort. And first of all, I think It looks like his eye is good. It's healed. But I think for some reason, I believe that the eye injury takes some time to heal. You need to give yourself some time to recover from that eye injury. And number two, in such a short time, how much can you change and how much can you adapt technically to my style? So I believe that it's too soon. You know, for me, it might be the same result as the first fight, but to Joe, you know, it might be the last fight of his career.
Oh, wow. So he's calling possible retirement?
你想要把他打退役吗? 意思是?
那基本上面临着他的职业生涯, 如果说下一场比赛他再次被我KO的话, 基本上面临着他的职业生涯结束了。
Well, he's basically facing that question, you know, if he still come to fight the same way he fought first fight, facing that's a question he's inevitable.
所以说现在我们的整个训练营也是奔着这个目标去的。And
that's my goal for this.
All right, that's his goal. So ask him, obviously this is one of my questions. He sounds confident. He sounds confident. He sounds like you know, the earlier question. He sounds definitely like he's riding on the high of his last few performances, the Hergovich performance, the Joe Joyce performance. He definitely sounds confident. How do we know he's not overconfident?
下面一个问题呢，你当然听起来非常自信啊。那我们怎么才能相信你不是过度自信呢？因为这一期的训练营，我们做出了准备，然后换了新的体能教练，让针对乔伊斯的每个特点，我们专注专门请了有针对性的三个陪练，然后中间我又。 又有新的理疗师 Casey， 然后加上我的按摩师中医按摩师王斌，所以说他们通过他们的手法让我在强度训练之后，然后让我的身体尽快的恢复，然后接着第二天再有高强度的去训练。所以说在整个训练营中。 我感觉整个人，我们团队啊，但是我感觉整个人感觉非常非常良好，因为这么多人给我那么多的帮助，然后我们就整个团队就一个目标，就是击败所有的对手。So
I don't feel over confident at this moment because I believe the fight is won in training. And that's where my confidence come from. So like I told you, I have a new strength conditioning trainer. I brought in 3 sparring partners. I apply new physical therapist, massager. You know, they're using all the things they can use to make my body in tip-top shape, which I really benefit from, you know, after a high intensity training session, my body was able to recover. Through this, you know, massage and physical therapist. I have this whole team around me. Everybody is working really hard around me, and we have only one goal. I feel unstoppable right now.
I have James Benitez in Alabama says, was boxing always the only sport you've participated in? I know boxing is not as popular as basketball there. Do you feel you could have become as big as Yao Ming did for... your country.
因为拳击在中国不是像篮球那么出名，但是你觉得你的影响力能够像姚明那么大吗？
应该会有吧， 从我和亚历山大比赛，然后在中国的点击量超过1亿， 然后赫尔维奇的比赛， 然后在中国的点击量超过1亿， 和 乔伊斯的比赛在中国的点击量超过3亿，所以说这些数据来表明，然后大家中国的拳迷，然后逐渐在中国的体育，然后在逐渐的把目光聚集在我的身上，然后所以说现在基本上整个中国都在关注我这场比赛。So
when you talk about influence and popularity level, I look at the numbers. So my fight with Scott Alexander. has reached 100 million views in China. And my fight with Hergovich, 100 million views. My fight with Joe Joyce, 340 million views. So those data is telling everybody that I have the eyeballs on me, that I believe, you know, compared to Yao Ming, I believe I'm getting there and I will get there. And people are tuning in to me. Next fight, everybody will tune in to watch.
Those are some big numbers for sure. I got two more and you guys are out of here. Thank you for your time. Big bang. Optimus Prime, do you see Francis Ngannou giving Tyson Fury any kind of problems? And if there wasn't a rematch clause with Joyce, would Fury be your next fight?
第一个问题啊，铁血跟 Tyson Fury 他有机会赢吗？第二个问题，如果不是乔伊斯的二番战，你有没有可能跟 Tyson Fury 打上？第一个问题，Tyson
Fury 和纳甘诺。 这应该就是一场拳击比赛秀吧，不算是一个正式的比赛。你说纳甘诺他是从 UFC 然后转到拳击的第一场比赛，然后面对强大的泰森弗里，然后我感觉是没有一点希望赢的。然后第二个问题是什么？第二个问题是如果不跟乔伊斯打二番战。
有没有可能处理？本来和乔伊斯第二个问题，本来和乔伊斯一番战打完之后，我们的团队和泰森弗利的团队，我们正在接洽，正在商谈下一步的训练比赛计划，基本上已经达成协议，然后突然就是，然后当时阿鲁姆也已经宣布泰森弗利的下一个对手是我，然后。 可能是乔伊斯看到这个消息之后，然后突然启动二番战，然后中间我们考虑可能是想拿到让路费啊或者什么样的，但是到最后他一出来挑战，就是启动二番战之后，我们和泰森弗里的团队谈判就结束，就是我们就直接就选择来继续打二番战，然后把眼前的障碍全部扫清。 To answer the first question, I think the fight between Tyson Fury and Ngannou is more of an exhibition, no matter what everybody says, and the role, the gloves, I think it's an exhibition. It's a show. Ngannou is a great UFC champion, but he has never been in the ring before. He's making his pro debut against the world champion Tyson Fury. I don't give him a puncher's chance in that fight. To answer your second question, you know, if it was not because of a rematch, if it's not for the rematch, me and Tyson Fury would have probably fought already. Because, you know, back then, even Bob Arum said I was the front runner, but I was a lot closer than being the front runner. It's very close to the deal between me and Tyson Fury is very close to get done. And all of a sudden, Joe Joyce came up and said he won a rematch, which is obligational. So I have to give him that rematch, clear all the path, and we'll move on from there.
I got one more here from Ryan Frazier from Toronto. Should you get by the Joe Joyce for the second time, are you worried that the boxing politics will keep you from getting the big fights you deserve?
如果说二番战再赢了乔伊斯之后，会不会有一些拳击方面的利益上的纠葛呀、政治啊这些，让你没有办法去打你想打的比赛？你担心吗？
这个我不担心，因为打完先把注意力集中在和乔伊斯的二番战上面，然后至于以后打谁或者怎么样，然后这个有团队来去，有我的经纪人，Tommy Lan and Terry Lan and Kern， 有我的经纪团队，包括我的法律顾问 Scott， 然后他们去和对方的团队去谈判。 然后这些东西我就交给他们去做，然后我的任务还是继续的努力去训练，然后下一场不管去打谁，我还会一如既往的去干他们。So
I'm not too worried about the politics and the negative things in boxing, because my focus is Joe Joyce rematch right now, and I really don't have time to think about the negativities and the politics in the sport of boxing. But on the other hand, I really believe and I really have faith in my team, my managers, Terry Lane, Tommy Lane, and Kurt. I believe they're going to get things done for me. And, you know, whatever is in the future, I'm ready for that. And I will continue making history.
Can you ask him what, when he first started boxing, what was his goal and has that changed today?
你刚开始打拳击的时候梦想是什么？那个梦想到今天为止实现了吗？改变了吗？
我刚开始打拳击的时候，我是刚练拳击，我是想拿到冠军，拿到省冠军，拿到全国冠军，拿到亚洲冠军，拿到世界冠军。现在转到职业之后，然后我的目标依然还是冠军，只是冠军每个阶层的冠军我都要去拿到。所以说现在到现在练拳击25年了，然后这个冠军的梦一直没有改变。
Well, my goal has changed because when I started boxing, I just wanted to be a province champion, provincial champion. And then when I got there, I wanted to be Chinese national champion, Asian champion, Olympic champion. You know, those goals changed, but I still want to be the best. After turning pro, the world champion is my ultimate dream, and it has never changed. My mentality of chasing greatness has never changed.
Any fighters that he personally watches tape on, and any fighters that his trainer, Sean George, has him watching tape of?
你平时喜欢看谁的比赛，学习谁的技术呢？肖恩经常跟你讲谁的技术比较好，让你去看看呗。
我喜欢看洛马钦科的比赛，喜欢看乌西克的比赛，喜欢看阿瓦雷兹的比赛，喜欢看克洛福德的比赛，然后这些技术好的，这些打得好的拳手我都喜欢看，我希望从他们身上找到有利于我的技术，有利于我的战术，所以说我也在向冠军们去学习，然后下来通过刻苦的训练也让自己成为冠军。
So I enjoy watching Lomachenko. I really love watching Usyk, Canelo, and Terence Crawford. And those names, you know, are what Sean brought up to me, and I really like their style. Actually, you know, I watch all of them, and they are my inspiration, and I learn from them. And up until today, I still learn from those people, and I train hard to equip myself with the skill. So I think those guys are, you know, inspiration for me.
My final question, had he vacated the WBO, he didn't have to give Joyce a rematch, right? He could have took the Tyson Fury fight. How real was that fight? Because again, you would be fighting for the lineal belt, which is the Ring Magazine, and the WBC, which is the belt that Fury took from Wilder. So contractually, the rematch is because he took the interim WBO from Joyce. If he wanted to, he could have just fought Fury, correct?
如果说啊，我们再说的回来二番战，你当时跟乔伊斯打二番战的情况下，如果你不跟他打二番战，你主动放弃你的 WBO 头衔，你没有头衔了啊，光杆一个，那你就能跟泰森弗里打这场比赛。那你有没有想过这两个平衡，你要是想要腰带呢，还是想要泰森弗里的那场比赛？
当时拿到，因为和乔伊斯的二番战，因为在协议中里面有这个协议，所以我们要有遵守协议的这个精神。所以说既然他已经在一番战中提到，如果他输给我之后可以启动二番战，这个条款写到合同里面了，但是我们要遵守这个合同。然后到最后说，我不是说去为了去和谁打，然后放弃这个协议，不遵守这个协议，我感觉这是对协议的不尊重或者怎么样。You know,
regardless, you know, of WBO, I signed a rematch clause to get to the first fight. And that's in the it's in the contract. And I'm a man of my own words. I put pen to paper. I actually had to do the rematch if he asked for it. I'm not thinking about, dropping the belt so I could go get a money fight. It is in the contract. It is a good faith contract. And I believe he wants the rematch for a reason, and I'm going to give it to him.
I know I said that was my last one, Kurt. I swear this is the last one. I'm going to show you guys this. I'm pretty sure he sparred Jarrell Miller. Miller is back. He's going to be taking on Mahmoud Char. They elevated Mahmoud Char to WBA regular. So it's a two-part question. What's Big Bang's thoughts on Mahmoud Char getting elevated to WBA regular champion? And what's his thoughts on Gerald Miller getting an opportunity to fight him October 14th?
现在有一个新闻 WBA 把这个查尔的生成了他的常规拳王，不知道你对查尔了解有多少，他把这个人生成了他常规拳王，并且10月份让他给这个大宝贝米勒打一场，有两个问题，第一个问题呢，就是你觉得WBA对查尔这个生成拳王的这个做法，你有什么感觉？第二个呢，你跟米勒可能是朋友，之前也打过，你对米勒这个人有什么感受？
第一，然后 WBA 把那个谁呀、啊？他叫什么名？查尔。啊，一东，我不知道查尔，我不知道查尔是谁。然后我也没听说过他，我也不认识他。然后他把他升为拳王之后，那可能是 WBA， 他利用他所用的规则，他们规则，然后可能是合法性的怎么样，然后就把他升成拳王，那就无所谓了。他把他就是把谁当成 WBA 的拳王也都无所谓。至于米勒啊，因为我们两个关系也特别好，都是好哥们儿。平时在训练中啊，我们也是互相的学习，我们去通过实战去交流。然后米勒是一个非常大的块头，大块头一个，力量非常足，如果说十月份他和查尔去打的话，我感觉应该没问题。Yeah.
So first of all, I don't know who Char is. Never heard about this guy. I don't know this guy. Never saw his fight. I don't even know his name. But I'm not interfering or trying to interfere with WBA's choice. Whoever they want to nominate as their champion, that's their business. And I don't have a comment for that. As far as Jerome Miller, you know, we used to spar a lot. I used to go to his gym and spar, and I call him a friend of mine. And, you know, the thing I can tell you about him, he's a big guy. He's big, he's strong. And if that fight is to happen in October, I think Miller will have a problem beating this guy.
All right. Well, Kurt, give out your social media as well as Zhang's, or just translate his. Thank you both for the time. We appreciate you. Best of luck on the upcoming fight. We're going to be tuned in, and I hope you pull it off again, man. You had me so excited. That was definitely a fight of the year candidate for me. So thank you for putting on a great performance.
非常感谢你接受采访，也非常感谢你的一番战精彩的表现。他觉得那肯定是年度最佳比赛的入选啊。然后希望你二番战再接再厉，一定会支持你。
谢谢谢谢谢谢对我的支持，希望你二番战继续买我赢。肯定你还会挣钱，还会赚钱，也感谢粉丝对我的大力支持。
Yeah, thank you very much for the support and the kind words and wishes. If you put money on me for the second fight, you will make some money as well. And again,
definitely
followers and everybody who tune in, appreciate that.
All right, thank you guys both. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, the Big Bang and Kurt, you're more than a translator. I heard him call you his manager, right? So you're a manager as well?
Me, the two sons of Mills Lane, Terry and Tommy Lane, we are partners, and including the attorney Scott Schaefer, we're all his management team. And what Terry and Tommy doing is that they focus here in the US and UK or Europe area. I focus in China. I'm the translator and also part of the management team.
All right. Well, thank you. I just wanted to clear that up so I don't just have you as the translator there, Kurt. Well, you guys both have a good evening.
Thanks.
All right. There you have it, ladies and gents. the Big Bang. I certainly made money on him. I certainly was excited. That was a big upset. That's another upset. You see, I don't get the credit. That one I knew. I knew, bro. That dude is big, bro. I was in the gym with him. They asked me to spar. I'm like, no. Remember that shit from Friday? That's exactly how. No. I'm not sparring him. No, thank you. Now, one of my co-hosts did. He actually got the hit, Zhang. So, you know, he gets to live with that forever. But Zhang is a big-ass boy, man. He's a big-ass boy. The biggest issue was the strength and conditioning. Now, they had another strength and conditioning coach, but it seems like they replaced her with this new person. So we're going to have to see now, wait until fight night to see, you know, how good the new person is. But I got Al in the Bay. What up? Oliver, did I not? Yeah, go ahead.
Yo, 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 what's up? What's up? Straight from the Bay Area. Yeah, man, I don't know if it's true or not by Arrow, but I think it would be a huge mistake if he changed his trainer. I don't think that was the problem. I think they just went in with a different game plan that they should go in with. You know, it just seemed like he was one step ahead. I think the game plan was wrong. And, yeah, so that's what I think. You know, I think they should work on angles instead of going straight up. And, yeah, I hope he don't change trainers. I just hope he don't, because, you know, you can't change the trainer after one bad incident. So that's my call.
All right. Oliver, what up? Oliver, did I?
Questions, Daddy.
Uh-oh. All right. Let me see. I got one super chat I got to get to here. We got Midwest Boxing. Actually, we got two. Matt bet $105. He says, daily dose of Tanquil. I think he should bring another in, not totally go train with someone else for this magnitude of a fight. So, yeah, just bring in another set of eyes. Midwest Boxing $2. He said, what's Spence KO record without Blu-ray? Y'all funny as hell. I just, and again, y'all, it's going to sound like I'm hating on dude, but I just wonder, like, who else did he help get some KOs, man? You feel me? I would love to ask him that, at least. I don't see Fads there. That's who we had to go back to, but looks like I got to everybody. So, hardcore shit. Catch me on the next one tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Time. We'll be right back at you with another one. We are going to be having the trainer of Andre Rozier on the show. That's silly. Excuse me. We are going to be having the trainer of Demetrius Andre on the show. And we should be getting Andre on the show as well. He's just not a morning person. He said he has nothing to say to me at 9:30 in the morning. So, yeah, you know. We'll get with him on another time. But he's looking to come on the show. Looks like I got, oh, man, I know this. I should know this. This is Kermit. Kermit, what up?
Hey, Ness, I was so busy listening to you. Interview Zhang. I like him. But I think, you know what I think? I think he may not need to part with Derek James. He might need to focus more on staying focused and also his life outside the ring. You know, I think he needs to eliminate distractions and maybe he can fight a better fight. But I don't see too much different. If he doesn't do that, it's going to be the same thing, you know. I don't know. I just, because we know it's going to be difficult for him to change what he's been doing all this time. Like Mike Tyson said, you can practice all that new stuff till you get hit in the mouth And then, you know, you go right back to doing what you used to do. But, you know, I really think that he should focus more on his life outside of the ring.
I mean, that outside stuff allegedly is over, though. Like, that was the whole thing. Like, he bought a farm. He wanted more land. You know, he's a homebody. Is basically, you know, we can't take that away. You know, he said after the accident, life was put into perspective for him. You know what I mean? And he wants to be there for his kids. So I don't think we should keep pushing this outside life that he don't have no more.
Okay. I hope you're right, too, man. I really do. I really hope you're right, because he's a hell of a fighter, man. It's, you know, and I'm not throwing the towel, and I was, you know, for Crawford to win the fight, but I still think, you know, he's a good fighter, man. One loss, you know, you were talking about that a little while back, how people think you lose one fight and it's over, you know. I don't agree with that, you know. I'm like you, man. One loss is not the end of the world. I think he can come back and do a better job, but I still don't think he can, beat Crawford. But why I got you on the line, Ness, I want to ask you this. Have you heard this stuff about this Conte guy and Crawford?
I mean, what is there to hear? Even if Crawford works with Conte, so does Devin Haney, so does Andre, Demetrius Andre. You know the amount of fighters that work with Victor Conte? Like, bro, first of all, only in boxing are you guilty by association, and only in boxing are you not able to get over your past. Like, people pick and choose, because I could swear Mike Tyson got a rape charge and did hella years for that, but he's cool, and we love him, and he's a legend.
Right. I agree. My thing is, he never got, they say that, and like you said, I was like, all these black fighters out here, you know, why are they not talking about it? That's a routine, that snack pro, I mean.
So, first off, snack has never been in any situation where a fighter from snack tested positive for snack substances. Willie Monroe, you know, came out and said that he bought some shit over the counter and took some shit. You know, the people that have popped haven't been under snack. Victor Conti's heat comes from something he did in a completely different sport, you know. Oh, actually, I think it was this sport too, right? Because of the Shane Mosley shit. I don't know. All I know is you could Google Victor Conti and Balco, and, you know, it's some shit he did mad years ago. I'm not sure, because I'm not a historian, nor did I go back and research, and not sure if it was in boxing or just in running. You know, I don't know. All I know is he served his time, he did his thing, he's back, and until, you know, he's alleged at the very least for doing something on the record, not just a bunch of internet rumors, oh, Conte, oh, snack, like, that's not enough. You know, someone got to actually have some sort of accusations and something behind those accusations as well. I don't know. But, yeah, man, I'm going to let y'all go. That is everybody. Double checking all phone lines again. Actually, we got Treese in Toledo, Ohio. What up?
Yo.
What up, though?
I got to hear some of that Big Bang interview. You feel me? I heard you ask him about Big Baby, but not the real Big Baby. So I'm like, I don't know. You know.
Yeah, because I knew they sparred. Right, I knew they sparred, so he knew him. So I just wanted to hear his thoughts on him getting a title shot.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, then. Well, they got a little connection. Okay, I dig that.
You know they ain't gonna put Zhang with the real Big Baby.
Hey, man, the real Big Baby. We looking forward to fight too, man. That's all I'm saying, man. But, hey, man, you know, I had to come in and talk about Toledo shit. But with this Errol Spence and Derrick James, though, I don't know how I feel about that. Like, is this concrete that he trading trainers?
Nah.
Like, is it?
Rumor mill up, okay. Not concrete.
Okay. Well, if he listening, Earl, if you listening, big dog, I hope he don't do that, man. I ain't gonna hold you, bro. It's no need. You got to stick with who you came with. You feel me? Y'all both. You said we got to get it back, gang. I look at.
Well,
Gary,
I mean,
James
Floyd changed.
Too,
Floyd started with his father, and he changed to his uncle.
Man, listen. Hey, that's still the part of the game. I'm sure he was around. That's part of the team. You feel me? You can't train. You can't change complete temps. That's nonsense, bro. Y'all both got to get it back. I'm sure Derrick James, in his heart, thinking like, damn, bro, I can't go on like, yeah, he can't go on like that either. You feel me? And he was the one talking wild shit as well. So, yeah, I know that he want to get it back, so you can't leave him in the dry like that. You feel me? Stick with who you came with. Ain't shit to it. You feel me? Get back in the gym and work. I ain't going to hold you. I don't see you fucking with Bud, but hey, you just got to put on a better showing than you did. You feel me? Anything, it's only, I look at it like you can only go up from what the fuck you did the last fight. So, yeah, I'm sure Derrick James, yeah, want to get some get back too, man. You got to ride with him on that. But I am, but if you feel like he's a problem, I'm not going to dispute that. Like, if you feel like y'all can do more. Ain't nothing wrong with trying to turn every stone for every advantage. I'm with that too, but I believe in loyalty, man. You gotta stick with who you came with, man. But shout out TBV, shout out Toledo, Ohio, man. Hey, man, big bang, the real big baby in the Big Apple. We want that. Shout out TBV.
Trace, salute. Yeah, I don't know about in the Big Apple, bro. It's just like, you know, the fighters don't like doing that shit because of the taxes. You know, they LLC. They got to pay a higher tax rate out there. I don't know about New York, the big city of dreams. All right, let me check here. We done. Nez GTO, Instagram, and Twitter. Catch me on the next one.
You may feel like it's your time.
But it's not,
but it's not your time.
Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Pacific Standard. Peace.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.